Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Christmas weekday. Today's theme, how well do we know God? Why do some people avoid sins that I so easily commit? Why do any of us fall prey to temptations that others say no to without a struggle? Today's first reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, and chapter 3, verse 6, points out that those who belong to God base their actions on righteousness, and those who don't know Him choose lifestyles of sin. How well do you and I really know God? Consider the sins you've already overcome. How did you stop being vulnerable to this particular temptation? If you remember it well enough to analyze it, you'll notice that you learned something about God that rendered the temptation powerless. For example, many years ago, Terry knew a Catholic prayer group leader who was actively involved in witchcraft. Since the lady did not give Terry the opportunity to help her see the error of her ways, Terry was tempted to strangle her with her rosary beads. Whenever Terry saw her, she did not remain in God, her thoughts did not stay pure, and she did not behave like a child begotten of the Father. Then, at a Catholic charismatic conference, which they both attended, Terry finally heard God reminding her that He loved the other lady also. And if He loves her, so should Terry, for a child learns by imitating the parent. Terry ran to confession for the grace that God would provide through this sacrament, the supernatural help that would empower her to love the other lady. The priest gave her an easy penance, but she felt God giving her an additional penance. The next time you see her, give her a hug and tell her that you love her. Reluctantly, Terry promised to obey. She spent the rest of the weekend looking for that other lady. Oddly, she never saw her again. All God had wanted from Terry was her willingness to love that woman, regardless of her sins. Since then, it's been a lot easier for Terry to resist the same temptation. Not just with that woman, but with others too, who are difficult to love. We will never fully know God on this side of the gate to heaven. When we sin despite a genuine desire to be holy, it's because there's something we still need to learn about how good God is and how helpful He wants to be. Jesus prayed on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they don't understand what they're doing." The more we know what God is really like, the more we understand what's holy and what's sinful, and the more horrified we feel about doing a sin. Temptations become powerless. In today's gospel passage from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34, John the Baptizer describes how he came to know that Jesus is the Son of God. The same thing happens to us. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to see and recognize Jesus. The Holy Spirit empowers us with understanding so that we can imitate Jesus. The Holy Spirit enables us to behave as true children of the Father.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.